the Artha Vigraha form, very special form, because in this material world we have a very limited vision. We don't see spirit. We can't see, at least for me, I don't see super soul in my heart. Nor do I see my own soul. My soul.
Gotta get it right.
And because it is being blocked by avidya, ignorance. And so all we can see in this world, due to our limited vision, is the external energy of the Lord. External energy of the Lord, 8 features, Bhumi Arna Po and Alo Vayu Kama Kuda Eva Cha. There are 8, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. Some of them are subtle, some of them are gross. So when Krishna appears in a deity form, sometimes he appears in a wooden form. We have Lord Jagannath, Daro Brahma, wooden form. And we have metal forms, painted forms, marble, kind of thing, manasa, the deity of the mind. The mind can picture the deity, and the deity will appear. So we can see, especially in the case of tonight, we actually had the opportunity to see the Lord being bathed. So, who bathes the Lord? Only the devotee can do that. The devotee, or the selected person by the Lord. And who can cook for Krishna? One time I was listening to a lecture and Prabhupada said that Krishna doesn't need your halava. He has so much better halava in the spiritual world. But you need to offer your halava to Krishna because you need the mercy. You need the blessing from Krishna. So we get the opportunity to understand the personality of Godhead by doing personal service to the personality of Godhead. We wake up in the morning and we wake up the deity, we cleanse ourselves. That's one of the features of having the deity in the house, is that the house now becomes Krishna's house, and Krishna's house is spotless. It's described that in Vaikuntha there is no dust. Just like I park my car in Dallas next to the temple, and it happens to be by I-30, and every week I have to wash my car off the dust. But in the Vaikuntha planets, there is no dust. But yet the goddesses of fortune are dusting, because they want to make sure it's really clean. So the house has to be super clean for Krishna. So clean means the house, but the house also means the body. So the body has to be clean in order to serve Krishna. And I was just reading in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita that this cleanliness is external and internal. Externally, we take a bath with water, and internally, we take a bath with the holy name. We chant the holy name. What is it? Chitadarpanam arjanam vavamahani nirvarpanam. cleanses. It cleanses the heart of all misgivings. So we have internal and external cleansing, so that when we approach the Lord, we approach the Lord in proper consciousness. The consciousness is we are the servant and Krishna is the proprietor. And when we approach the Lord, we approach the Lord pritipurvaka, with love. And as we approach the Lord with this loving intention, then the Lord is pleased and He accepts it. Just like the verse, patram pushpam palat toyam. You offer me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, water. You offer that with love and devotion, and I'll accept it. So the love and devotion is what Krishna wants. And when one does so, then Krishna reveals Himself through that loving exchange. Just like in the 10th chapter, I just quoted a part of the verse, Teshan Satata Yuktanam Brajatam Pritapurvakam Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Jainamam Upayantite. That to those who are constantly devoted to me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. So as we wake up in the morning and render, even waking up in the morning and brushing your teeth now becomes a service for Krishna. My teeth have to be clean for Krishna. Then you have to take a bath for Krishna. Then you have to get dressed for Krishna. Then you have to take Krishna and you have to sing many wonderful songs. Sasavadabha Karuna Bhagavan Vidya. From we wake up the deity, you ring the bell from the third canto of the Bhagavatam. And the deity hears the bell ringing and he gets up. And then we offer sweet to the deity. Then, I remember one devotee was giving class on this, and we have this Mangal Artik. Mangal means sweet Artik? Is it? Sweet? Auspicious. It's auspicious. And we have to imagine that right after being woken up, given items for Krishna to cleanse himself a little bit. He cleans his mouth, he cleans his feet, he rinses his face. And then there's a pajama artik. Everybody wants to have pajama party. Krishna has one every day. And then he gets sweets. And then we have mangala artik. And we go before the deity. My dear deity, please bless me with pure devotional service to you. And as we pray that prayer, we have to understand that Krishna is in such a good mood because he just got a big plate of sweets. And he's actually very in a good mood. And due to that good mood, he says, whatever you want, I give. That's why it's called auspicious artik. Imagine he gets so many different, wonderful sweets. So our goal is to please Krishna. In the Bhagavatam, it's described that you water the root of the tree and the whole tree becomes satisfied. If you feed the stomach, the whole body becomes nourished. If you serve the deity, if you serve Krishna, everything becomes complete. You can try to serve every single thing in this world but Krishna and never be satisfied. Everybody's experienced that. Trying to serve something in the material world, and they even write songs about it, but they can't get no satisfaction. And they try, and they try, but they can't get none. I think that's part of the words. They know it. If they only knew that by simply a little water, leaf, flower, but if we have to understand that we can't be cheap with Krishna. Because if we only have a leaf, a fruit, and a flower, then Krishna understands what's in the fridge. And he says, okay, that's all they have, I'll accept it. Just like there was one Sikh Goswami of Vrindavan, and he had a deity hanging from a tree, and he was making chapati, and the deity said, can't I have a little salt? And he didn't have any salt to give. And he said, first you'll want salt, then you'll want some of the other things. But if you have ingredients to make something more than a fruit, flower, or leaf, then you have to give that to Krishna. Whatever you do, whatever you offer, whatever you give away, whatever austerities you perform, whatever activities we perform, we do them as an act of love for our deity. I remember when I first joined the movement, we were told, before you do something, always think, is this what Prabhupada wants me to do right now? Is Prabhupada... If Prabhupada was standing here right now, is this exactly what I would do? In the same way, if Krishna was standing here, is this what I would do? So now Krishna is standing here. Where is he going to be? Right here? Up there. Okay, they got it all ready to go. Good. So when you walk in the front door, you see the owner. The owner is Krishna. And we should never forget that. Because if we forget that, we'll think that we're the owner immediately. There's only two. I was reading that it's black or white, there's no gray. You're either serving Krishna or you're serving Maya. There's no Krishnaya. Or Maya now. Maybe there's a word like that, but you know what I mean. We can't be, we're either with Krishna and serving him, or we're with Maya serving Maya. So now we have such a wonderful opportunity, and we were given the blessing to pour the substances on the Lord. Very wonderful opportunity. And it's described in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam that if one sees devotional service being performed, he gets the same credit as the person performing that devotional service. So when we were doing book distribution, we used to have people watch us. And we would think, they're getting the same benefit, and I'm doing them. I used to think sometimes maybe I should sit down and watch the other side. I think Krishna would have known what I was holding back. I remember one time I was sitting there, one man was watching me for like an hour and a half. Anyway, that's another story. I thought he was one of those Christians that decides to bother you after a while. And finally he came up to me, because I had been there for an hour and a half and I hadn't distributed one book. in the airport. It was one of those days where Krishna was teaching me I'm not the doer. All my tactics are so much. What is it? Not phantasmagoria. Well, that's a nice word, huh? It's just, you just think of something that you're like, excuse me, sir. He's going to stop. Yeah, right. Anyway, the man came over and said, I see that you have not been doing very well today. And I said, yeah, it's been a tough day. He said, but I need to know what keeps you going. And I said, it's hard to explain. He says, well, I own a company. And my sales personnel, if they went out and got as rejected as you got rejected for the last hour and a half, they would have came home crying to the office. So what makes you not do that? Why do you keep going? And I said, because this is my duty to my guru. I have to pay him back. And he couldn't quite understand that. I said, my spiritual teacher gave me knowledge of spiritual life. And due to that, I have a debt. And I try to pay it back every day by coming out and giving out his literature. So the man said, could you do that for my company? And I said, well, what do you want? You know? He said, I need a sales manager. I will give you a job as my sales manager. Should I tell you how much he offered? This was like 1978. He said, I'll give you $50,000 plus benefits. And I told him, no. I said, I don't want your job. I said, because, first of all, your workers won't do what we do. It's impossible to train them if they don't want to be trained. They have to want to be trained. So, senior moment. Why I told the story of the sales. Oh yeah, Krishna sees what you're holding back. So anyway, this man couldn't understand. He couldn't understand why we don't hold anything back from Krishna. We give everything, 100%. And I remember one day I was in the airport for 13 and a half hours and I didn't sell one book. But I was in bliss. Why? Because we tried. Because it isn't the result, it's the effort, it's the devotional service you get credit for, the effort that you put forward, and I was trying it harder and harder. Krishna was making me think, praying more and more. Every person that came up, I would beg, I know there's a super soul inside you, please let this person turn towards you and take this book. Pray, 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 pray. And Krishna gives the result. So, now we have Gornitai here. And we have a special way of worshipping Gornitai. And that is through Harinam. The more Harinam that's done in this home, the happier the deity will become. Is that true? Yes. I have to be careful. Gornitai came, and it's described that they rose on the eastern side, and they were on the full moon night to illumine the darkness of Kali Yuga. all of Kali is present in so many places. Just like we know the story of Jagai and Madhai. And the Prabhupada mentions that at the time of Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, there were one Jagai and Madhai. Now there are Jagai and Madhais on every street corner. They need to be saved. So now Gaur Nitai have come here to save everybody in this complex. Through the distribution of the holy name, they'll hear it. And medicine works whether you know it or not. You take the pill, I took a pill last night because my back went out. I don't know what it does, but a couple hours later, my back wasn't hurting so much. So in the same way, they'll hear the holy name and they'll get purified. That's why we go on Harinam. And all the neighbors will smell the cooking. What is that being cooked in the neighbor's house? And they'll get prasad. We should serve prasad to the neighbors. Gaur Nitai prasad. Each and every one should get a little prasad. Just like my parents wouldn't take prasad. But one time, after being a devotee for 6 years, they finally invited me back to the house. It took 6 years for them to let me in. And I appeared in the house, my parents, with a bag of offered pistachio nuts. And they have magnetic qualities. After a few minutes of sitting there on the table, they snatch one. One. When I was a kid, there was an ad for potato chips. I bet you can't eat just one. So they ate the whole bag of pistachios and got the mercy of the prasad. Before, they wouldn't take. I would send cookies. They said they went bad. I'd send this. That went bad. No matter what I sent, went bad. But I still remember bowing down on the seats of my car with a picture of Prabhupada in front of the pistachios saying, if you're ever, ever, ever going to accept an offering from me, please make it today, because this is going to my mom and dad. How do you go? Tomorrow's Mother's Day. So now everything is offered to Krishna. The house is offered to Krishna. The cleaning is for Krishna. The family's for Krishna. Everything's for Krishna. So now this house has become Krishnaized. I used to say Krishnaized, but then I looked and saw it in the book, and Prabhupada said Krishnaized. He didn't drop the A, he just said Krishnaized. So now everything will be Krishnaized. From this day forward, Gaur Nitai have to be the boss. And I had a friend that used to say, you're the boss, I'm the hoss. You crack the whip, we'll make the trip. So Gaur Nitai is the boss, and now the owners are the hoss. And Krishna is going to crack the whip, and we're going to make the trip back home, back to Godhead. So now I wanted to give Giriraj Swami a chance to say a few words, if he would like to.
I think you said it all. Yes, I was useful.
But you should have something to add.
Can you tell me what it is?
That's what I asked him. I said, what am I supposed to say? Okay, we'll move it over.